Ben Moore has been in love with bees for as long as anyone can remember. And as far as we can tell, the feeling is entirely mutual. Although he still sometimes feels the sting of his passion. Hang around, learn a little. It's as sweet as honey and always a buzz. It's the Ultimate Pollinators Podcast with Ben, his friends and associates, and of course, Ben's bees.
Hey everyone, Bees with Ben. Another awesome, brilliant episode coming up. And this was a cool one because I just got back from driving from Ballina in northern New South Wales. And the reason why I drove up my ute up there and got a easy loader fitted onto it. And I tell you what an awesome family. What an absolute brilliant product. And we're going to hear about Jai. So Jai is the son of Mark and Karen, and it's going to be really cool to, you know, talk to Jai and so forth about it, because, you know, this really is, you know, they're not the cheapest, you know, kit you're going to get, but, you know, with anything bees, it's never cheap, but the efficiency of using a product to lift hives in a safe manner is really cool. So super pumped, and hope you like this episode. And if you want to hear anyone, don't forget, send me a text message, 0437 077 92, and because we've got this winter, got plenty of episodes coming your way. Hey everyone, Bees with Ben. Got another amazing episode today, talking with Jai. So Jai from Easy Loader, and I'm super pumped about this because I know these machines all so well. They're a fantastic Aussie-made machine. And on the line, I've got Jai. How you doing, my friend?
How you going, mate?
Yeah, good to have you on board. And absolutely, I've seen you a few times over the years, and I'm really pumped. So question, obviously, how did the Easy Loader all start off?
It started off, I don't know the exact dates, but I was, from my understanding, it was around in the 80s, a beekeeper called Trevor Billet invented the machine, and he's sourced out to engineering business to make the machine.
Okay, and that's when your dad, so Mark sort of took it on board?
No, Dad... Dad started working on the machines, working for a fellow that was manufacturing machines in around the 2000s.
Okay, yep.
And the old boy worked for him for close to 13 years, and then had the opportunity to buy his old boss out, bought the plans and the machinery to manufacture the product. And it just went from there.
That's awesome. So for the listeners, so a lot of people may not be aware of what an Easy Loader is. So talk us through, just describe, you know, an Easy Loader, and because you've got a few different models. So talk to us about that, Jai.
So an Easy Loader is a truck-mounted lifting device. It's not classified as a crane due to the weight. The weight limits on it.
Okay.
It's a self-leveling lifting device with a split boom system, so you can reach anywhere within the reach of the machine. Sort of where it's at.
And so you guys make a few different models. So and just off air before I started recording, you were talking about this really cool thing where someone's interested in buying a lifter to put a drone on the back of a vehicle or a truck or a trailer or something. So talk to us about the different models. So let's say someone wanting to buy one, now your base model.
So, yeah. What,
yeah. Talk us through that.
We've got a few models. We've got, so obviously the main ones, we've got the 125, a 200 and a 300. But then in this, the 125 and the 200 model, we've got manual versions of them. So instead of hydraulics, you've just got screw jacks, and they're sort of like your entry level machines, and they start there, and then they just get more complicated as they go through the models. But we've just recently been developing a new product for a fork mount machine, and yeah, we're pretty excited about it. We're just about to release it down at this conference down in Wagga, which is coming up in May. So yeah, we're pretty keen to get a bit of feedback from that and see where we could improve and just attachments for lifting the hives, really.
That's awesome. Because so for the listeners, it's a fantastic product because, you know, when you're looking at a beehive, you know, weighing plus minus 40, 60 kilos, you know, and a lot of beekeepers do their backs. You know what I mean? So they're actually, you know, lifting that on a trailer, lifting on the back of the ute. So having this Aussie-made machine, now it is only one of a kind, isn't it, Jai? Because there's no, you don't have any competition, do you?
No, not as such. There is an international company that has got plans over in France or something, but we sell the boards to them and they hardly ever buy any. So I don't think they really make anything. It was just back in the day they tried to get a bit of traction and it never really happened. But yeah, we are the only manufacturers of it, and we've been tweaking the load, I guess, slightly, just trying to make it better and better each time. The general design hasn't changed, but all the little fixings and everything, just to make it stronger. Last time it was just durability wise, just all that sort of jazz. We've just been tweaking over the years from the original design.
And that's interesting because I think if you jump on the YouTube, I think you mentioned Trevor Billet. I think you can find this old pixelated video on YouTube of actually him mentioning he designed it. So it's actually pretty cool. And for all the listeners too, I'm going to put in the show notes, you know, the website, easyloader.com, which I'll put in there so you can visualize and actually see it. So let's go back a little step. So we've got the entry level one there. Obviously, that's a manual leveler. So that's something. Yep. And what would be an example of someone using that? You know what I mean? Where would they fix it? What's the most common?
You'd fix it to either the back of a ute or the front of your trailer. And we find people from the 50 hives to 200, like the hobbyists, generally go with the manual. It's much of a muchness. There's pros and cons to every model, one being expense, and
yes.
And it gets, but with that, they get easier to use.
Yes, exactly. And it makes, you know, I own two of them. I've got one on the back of my truck, the 200 auto leveler, and recently just put a 125 auto leveler on the back of my ute, which is absolutely awesome, and you guys did an absolutely fantastic job. So it's really, really good aspect. But I originally, this was a few years ago, it could be 5-7 years ago, actually, maybe longer, is I got a manual leveler, which I put onto the front just near the drawbar of a trailer. And that was a brilliant unit. And it's interesting you mentioned, Jai, having, you know, something that makes it easier, being the auto leveler. And I'll tell you what, it is a game changer. You know, the auto leveler, you've got controls. So, and that runs by Bluetooth, doesn't it? So there's a controller on the,
yeah,
on the forks. And that's, yeah.
Yeah, so you got a cradle remote on your cradle, obviously. And it talks to your tilt sensor. And it's all done via Bluetooth. It automatically connects to the machine. And it's a big upgrade from the previous electronics. Just the speed, you can read the weight that's in your hive due to a new load cell system in the booms, and that was quite an advancement in the technology of the machine.
Yeah, that's awesome. And how handy is that? You know, to be able to, you know, measure your hives, you know, obviously, you know, it depends if you're using 8 or 10 frames, and the cradles suits both 8 or 10 frames. And to have something,
yeah,
like that is, yeah, absolutely really, really cool. So we've got the 125. Now, is that, correct me if I'm wrong, Jai, that's rated up to 125 kilos, the models?
Yeah, 100. Yeah, so the 125 is around 125 kilos, and then it just goes on so forth. For the 200, it's 200 kilos, and the 300 kilos. That's the safe working load of the machine.
And because they're a fancy gizmo, because if you overload that, that'll actually stop working, won't it?
You can lift 20% over that 125, and then it'll cut out. It won't let you go up anymore. You've got to come down, take weight off. So the loader will just lock out at that, and then you can come down.
Okay, that's a cool safety feature. And so obviously the 125 models, the manual and the auto leveler. Roughly weight difference. What would you say the weight difference is?
You'd probably say there's about 120 kilos in weight difference, due to the hydraulic pump and cylinders and all that sort of jazz. And you've got a lot more subframe in the build, just for the strengthening of the hydraulics.
Okay, okay, makes sense. And once again for the listeners, I've used both models, the manual leveler, and I tell you what, you press a button, auto levels, and you think, okay, I'll park nice and on flat bit of, flat paddock about to move some bees, but it actually makes a difference, because that cradle, if it's not level, it will swing out left or right, you know what I mean? So it's really, really interesting.
The key to the machine, for the ease of use, is it's got to be level. And with the auto level, you can just auto level. You pick up your weight, your trailer will list over a little bit, just press level, and then you just walk them back into the trailer. And you find when you're walking back into the trailer, it'll lean in and it'll just sort of pull into the trailer because your weight's not so far out.
So such a really cool, nifty thing to actually do that. So we've got the 125, call it the entry levels, but that's, it's still commercial beekeepers would definitely use those.
Yeah, so the 125 sort of suited to more your utes and your trailers. So, and then your hot, like your 200 and your 300s, your 300s for your heavy trucks, and your 200s are sort of for your medium-sized trucks. And that's kind of where it's at with the models.
I was just going to say the 300. You say you do a 300 model as well?
Yeah, so the 300, we mainly fit them to trucks, like large trucks, and they're the beekeepers or big, sort of the higher end, the commercial end of the beekeeping market. They've got from the 500 to the 1,000, 2,000 hives sort of base.
And that's where you can start putting them on pallets, because I reckon an amazing advocate for easy loaders would be Ian Stepler, because he puts a lot of videos up, and you can see he's using two hives to the pallet. So that would be, as you're saying, with the weight, that's not going to be a problem at all.
Yeah, Ian is a great advertiser for us. Yes. He's actually just got is I'm pretty sure his loader would still be on the boat. We've just manufactured a new one for him, and we've just sent it's in transit now. So there'll probably be some new videos coming up of the new 300 that we've sent over to him in not too long, actually.
Okay, so there's a good question. So who's, as far as you can obviously export them, which is absolutely fantastic, once again being an Aussie-made, Aussie-engineered product. So customers, who are your biggest customers? Like, how many are we selling in Australia compared to, say, New Zealand, Canada, America?
It's much of a much to say at the moment. With the Varroa at the moment, the Australian market slowed down a little bit. So I'd say America is our Canada. Our importer, which is Chris Bartel over in Canada, they're importing a fair few at the moment. But that in the American market, they mainly just get our 300 model. They might order that because they've got the bigger trucks, like the F trucks and all that. So we mainly sell 300 models to them. and we've always got one. We're pretty much building one all the time for them at the moment.
Yeah, I was going to ask that question. So you always got one ahead. So you're building, like, are we selling maybe at a guess? What, one a week, one a month? What would be, you know, for the worldwide market?
We try and build four a month, four machines a month, but we're not at that target at the moment. Just sales just aren't quite there at the moment. But we aim for around 40 machines a year.
Yep.
But it's, yeah, we're just falling a little bit shy of that at the moment.
Yeah, and as you said, Varroa, you know, a lot of people are scared about it and so forth. And talk to us behind the scenes. So now you've got the factory that's in Ballina, beautiful part of the world.
Yeah.
In northern New South Wales. I think only an hour and a bit from the Queensland border. Absolutely beautiful part of the world up there. And so you've got the factory there. And what about, you know, staff? Like, how many staff you got doing, and what are their jobs all entail?
So we've got we got two apprentices, three tradesmen. So we've got a fabricant. So in the workshop, we make it all from scratch. So it just comes in on a steel truck. Then we've got the fabrication side, the paint side, and then the fitting and the machining. So we turn all bearing houses in house, wire all the machines in house. It's kind of the only thing we get outsourced are hydraulic cylinders and in the new models is the electronic board itself, but we still get that manufactured in Australia, just out of Brisbane, through a lovely company, Abram Consultants. So a lot of troubleshooting and communication with our electronics company is key to a good product. So, yeah.
It's interesting you mentioned about the electronics, because you open up the one with the auto leveler, it looks like a computer, an absolute computer. And because correct me if I'm wrong, so that was, that electronics was, that and that company you mentioned, they're designed for them, is it the mining industry or something? Is that right?
They do a lot of, they service the mining industry, so massive tip trucks. You know, your big mining tip trucks, they do all electronics and programming for these mining companies. And it was really hard to find a company to get someone to help develop a board and a program for our machine. I'd say quantity and of the boards.
Yes.
With the target of 40 a year, not all of them are going to be auto models. So you're looking at 20 to 30 of those out of the 40 out of the year are only going to be the electronics model, the fully auto model. So they're not getting a lot of quantity out of us. So a lot of big companies don't really want to know you.
Yeah, okay.
Because they're not going to get the turnover. So it's quite hard to find an electronics company that'll work with us. We're happy we found one, and we've got a great relationship with Matt and Fee. They've got a fair few electronic engineers. I guess that's what you'd call them.
That's cool. And because it's only the auto levelers which have this complex, like a motherboard. Is that right?
Yeah. In the yes. In the manuals, you've just got solenoids and relays which control everything, and we wire that all in house. We've got all wiring diagrams and everything for that, so it does take a little bit to learn. Sometimes you can be pulling your hair out trying to wire them together, but you get there in the end.
After you do 10 of them, you become a guru at it. And it's interesting. You mentioned before in the factory, you know, you got fabricators, and you know, I mean, you're almost like electrical engineers, almost, as you're saying, to put them together. That's very cool. Now you mentioned this new product you're about to launch at the was it the Wodonga Expo?
The Wagga Conference.
Yes. Yeah. That's and that goes on a just to get my understanding, so that particular smaller unit will go onto, you know, like an all-terrain forklift that beekeepers would use.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So all-terrain, it can go on a fork attachment. So we're calling it a 60 FE. So it's safe working load, 60 kilos. And it's a fork attachment. So it's got its own power pack. It only weighs 85 kilos. And instead of hydraulics for your auto leveling, we've gone to electronic actuators. So it's a bit of a different sort of stem for us, as I'd say, due to we've always worked with hydraulics, but now we're just trying to do something a little bit different, and just see, sort of test how it goes.
That's cool. Because if for those who've, as I said, on Ian Stepler on the YouTube channel, it's really cool, the units, because we're moving bees, you know, you're chasing the nectar flows and so forth, but to be used for your, like, say, your honey supers. So if someone's got a cook back or a dodgy back, you know, you can got these attachments, which actually, you know, an 8 or a 10 frame box, which actually comes in on the D handles. And so you could under super, over super, whatever, or take those boxes off. So it's a really cool sort of attachment for that, isn't it? That's really cool.
Mm. Yeah, we've got some plans off a beekeeper we know of an attachment that he had built many years ago, and we had photos, and we've just gone off the photos. He goes, "Oh, this is great." So if you're ever going to build one, I reckon you go do it like this. So we just went off some photos that he sent us, and that's the new attachment for this 60 FE that we've just designed. But there's always room for improvement. I'd like to see it out in the field, how it's used. I haven't had any field experience with the attachment yet. But the, you know, there's always ways to improve a product.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, we need feedback. That's what we need. And that's how you grow a great product.
Yeah, that's right. You know, hearing from that. So that'll be exciting. To hear about, you know, developments with that and so forth. And sort of last question, Jai. So you got mum and dad and the guys in the factory. How's it going working with mum and dad?
It's pretty easy, mate. My parents are pretty laid back. I used to give them a fair bit of grief when I was younger, but now I'm a bit older, I've matured a bit. So, it's good. It's family business. It's only small. We're not a big company, you know. There's eight of us. It is fair size, if you think of it, but in the grand scheme of things, it's only a small company. But it's great. There's a lot of family connection there, and, you know, family comes first. So
yeah, love that. Have you got any brothers or sisters?
I've got one older brother, Liam. He's a bit of a character.
Yes, yeah.
He's a funny man. But no, he's fishing at the moment. He's a commercial fisherman.
Oh, really? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So he decided not to take up the business.
Yeah, he's up and down the coast of up in the Gulf at the moment. But yeah, no, he's not so hands on like myself. He's more of a he's not interested, I'd say.
Okay, yeah. Well, Lisa got a son to help take over the business. That's very, very cool. Anything you'd like to add? Yeah. Anything like you'd like to add? Because I'll put it once again in the show notes, you know, the website, so people can check it out, and you can obviously YouTube it to see a visual. Anything you'd like to add, Joy?
I'm trying to get, I don't know. I want to start vlogging the process of the machine and just explaining it and repairing and troubleshooting. So hopefully in the next year I'll start getting some videos together and doing a bit of a YouTube thing for it, just to sort of help troubleshoot the machine and just maintenance.
Yes.
On the machine, like, just to help. Because you can explain things over the phone, but it's nothing beats a video, I reckon, of it, how to do it.
Yeah, exactly. That's
Yeah, see what happens. They're always busy, you know.
I was going to say, because you guys have, you know, I've had, it's been the luxury of seeing you guys a few times up in Ballina, and you guys are busy. Like you've probably got messages on your phone because you're driving and so forth, because you guys are flat out, which is great. You know what I mean? It's an awesome thing. So that's really cool.
Yeah.
Jai?
It's always one of those things. You just got to try and prioritize things, and sometimes you need more staff, but then again, it's you need the knowledge for the machine as well.
Yeah,
I was pretty lucky. I've grown up around the machine. I grew up working in the workshop as a kid for very cheap labor for the parents.
Yes, yeah.
So the knowledge I've got of the machine is from many, many years of working around it.
Yeah, that's awesome. Jai, you're a good man. Thank you so much for your time. That was absolutely brilliant. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ben. Appreciate it.
That's awesome. How good was that, everyone? To have Jai, you know, talking about family business. You know, I absolutely love that. Yeah, working hard and an awesome product. As I said, I own two now, but I've owned three. And they're a brilliant, brilliant product. And just as I said, as a safety side of things, you know, lifted, you know, to be able to lift beehives safely in a safe manner is absolutely awesome. So until next time, don't forget, take care of yourself, take care of each other, and take care of those bees. Bye for now.